Blog Talk Radio.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, June 30th. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like our hot-selling t-shirts, and get more information about all kinds of cool contests that we have all the time right here on Blog Talk Radio and Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button that's on our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on into the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Also would like to take a moment to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll be back right after this short break.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery.
They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Are you looking for a unique gift idea for that chicken, horse, or cattle lover? Well, look no further than Hoof and Hen Ranch. They provide necessary, helpful, unusual, and interesting products that relate to chickens, horses, and other animals and livestock. Located on a small farm in Beaumont, Texas, Hoof and Hen Ranch promises to deliver quality products and customer service to their customers. Place your order today at hoofandhenranch.com. That's hoofandhenranch.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chick'em.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's a wacky Wednesday, and I just want to say thank you very much for joining us today. We've got a really big thing going on today, if you haven't been paying attention. For the last 30 days, we have been actively running a contest. It is the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest, and you can see all the ugly coops that were into the contest at our website, chickenwhisperer.com or chickenwhisperer.net. Either one will take you right to the same place. Go ahead and go over there, and when the homepage opens up, right at the top, one of the pages is the Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest. You can take a look at all, let's see, I think there was about 51 or 52 coops. 51 coops that were actually entered. So you've got a 1 in 51 chance of winning based on the ugliness of your coop. Now, as I was getting the votes over the last day or two, there were some coops that were kind of maybe ugly. And, of course, we know beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But they lost points being ugly if they were creative. Like, for example, I'm not going to tell you who I can just tell you because it's really, really clever and really creative, even though it may be just a tad bit ugly. And so if it was creative, using a lot of recycling ideas, even though it was kind of ugly, they may not have gotten all the points they or votes they would have got. So there's a couple on here we'll get to a little later in the show that are very creative, great examples of recycling. Which is super, but it just didn't really make the ugliest cut, if you will. There were about five that really made the ugliest chicken coop cut, if you will. And so I invite you to go to our website, chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer.com, and take a look at all 51 coops that were entered. There are definitely some ugly coops. A lot of these folks need a new coop. Some of them don't need a new coop because they did such a great job recycling. Their chickens have a beautiful coop, very large coop it gets them out of the weather, keeps them safe from predators, and that's what it is all about when we talk about our chicken coops, is keeping our flock safe from predators, having them a way to get out of the elements, provide good fresh food, good fresh water, really regardless of what it looks like. And I've seen some beautiful coops in my day with stained glass windows, cedar doors, I've seen some fortresses where they've poured concrete around a chain link fence a foot deep in the ground, chain link fence across the top. Nothing was accessing that coop. That was one down in Florida that I saw a couple of years ago. And he did that coop up right. Of course, he had the right equipment. He had a backhoe that he had on his property, so he had all the materials and the equipment needed to do that right. But so today, we are going to be giving away a beautiful chicken coop. This whole contest was sponsored by MyPetChicken.com. Derek and Tracy over there, great folks. Just really, really good people working hard. They've got a great, great informative and educational website. It's one of the only places in the country you can order as few as 3 baby chicks. The only place I know of in the world that will actually sex bantams. If you got to have those bantams, then they'll actually sex the bantams. So great company. Lots of great things they do for the backyard chicken movement and world. And they have sponsored this contest, MyPetChicken.com. In fact, MyPetChicken.com sponsored last month's chicken coop contest. They are sponsored this month's chicken coop contest. And wait, there's more. They are sponsoring next month's. Yes, we're having a chicken coop contest, if you will, next month. We'll be telling you all about how to enter that one, all about how to nominate somebody for that contest, and we'll be sharing all that contest will start tomorrow, and we'll share that with you on the radio show actually tomorrow as well. Let me get here in the chat room, and lots of folks in there, lots of guests today. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got Dragon Eggs, Dry Pond, East Dallas Dave, who won big yesterday. Dallas Dave won the poster yesterday from eggcartons.com, eatlocaltexas.org. Lots of guests in the room today, probably wanting to see if they're going to win the chicken coop. Maybe they've entered the ugliest chicken coop. If you're a guest and would like to participate today or every day, if you'll take a moment to register, you can get real creative with your screen name and come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, and actually participate versus just taking a look at the chat room. Kansas won. We've got Lucky Chick, Penny's in there, Rose USA, Sly Fox, Urban Farmette, and I do wish that my wife was being able to come on into the chat room, but she yesterday, Monday, and today, she's had 3 half-day classes at the county office. She's a teacher, all about, I think, writing classes about how to become a better teacher. She's always doing that, taking those classes and whatnot, so I wish she was joining us today, but she will be joining us back again tomorrow. Also, if you're missing a voice today, Pat, my wonderful co-host, author, and poultry advocate, Pat Foreman, she had a very important meeting today. It started at 11. She said it may run late, so we are hoping that Pat will be able to join us on the show shortly and give this chicken coop away to somebody who really, really needs it. All you've got to do, again, is go to chickenwhisperer.com and take a look at the ugliest chicken coop contest page. And again, there are definitely some ugly coops. I've had my favorite all along, and my initial favorite one did not get in the running because they were very creative with the supplies they used in recycling. And they were just so proud, the people who voted so proud of that, like, wow, that is so innovative. That is so cool. So I can't vote for that one being the ugliest because it's so cool and they were so innovative with using and recycling supplies. So definitely you can get some ideas. I had a lot of comments actually over the last few weeks doing the contest where people said, well, I was going to enter my ugly coop, but I don't think it has a chance with some of the ones that are pictured on the website, so I'm not going to enter mine. And it made a lot of people really like their chicken coops a whole lot more once they saw some of the coops that were out there. Let's see what's going on here in the chat room. Some people were saying they can't hear, and so obviously if you can't hear me, you can't hear me say this, but try just rebooting the system or redownloading or refresh the browser and log in again. That may help. A gray artist had to do that. She had to refresh. Sometimes that happens because everybody tries to get in and listen to the show at the one time all around the world. We've got listeners in all across the planet that listen live and listen to the archive. If you miss a show, you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at blogtalkradio.com. You can listen at iTunes.com, podcast.com, Zune.com. There's plenty of places that you can actually see. Kaleidoscope has joined us. They had to reboot to actually get in. I guess it's a hot show today with the winner of the ugliest chicken coop contest being announced. Let me make a few more announcements and we'll get on with some chickens in the news and the show today. That is tomorrow. If you're going to listen to a show this week or this month, of course, we want to see who wins the ugliest chicken coop contest today, but we wouldn't even be able to fit the contest today into the show tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to be broadcasting live from Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the East Brainerd Road Sonic Drive-In. So tomorrow, Chattanooga, Tennessee, same time, we'll broadcast live tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be an extended show, about an hour and a half. And our special guest tomorrow, since it is the third Thursday of the month, Dr. Bridget McCrae, Ph.D., poultry scientist, small flock specialist with Delaware State University, will be joining us. Her topic tomorrow is Christmas in July. Tomorrow, yes, believe it or not, her topic is going to be Christmas in July. So you'll probably hear some of this tomorrow. So, tomorrow being Christmas in July, Dr. Bridget McCrae is going to be talking about raising meat birds for the holidays, and I'm sure that will include turkeys and chickens and goose and everything else, but tomorrow, her special during the show will be raising meat birds for the holidays. So tomorrow, Christmas in July, will be the topic with Dr. Bridget McCrae, but that's not all. Tomorrow, we start another chicken coop contest. We've got that on the docket for tomorrow. We have one special announcement regarding a sponsorship partnership. We have another special announcement regarding a special program that we are going to launch this year and continue that year after year after year to benefit young people. So excited and proud for that one. Let's see, we're going to have the first 50 people that arrive with the secret code Whisper at the Sonic tomorrow are going to get a free one-topping ice cream sundae. How cool is that? They've created a special Chicken Whisper value meal, which is a healthy choice, including a grilled chicken sandwich on a multi-grain bun. It includes apple slices and a drink of your choice. And, yep, you are correct, Penny. People are listening all across the planet. It's amazing when I look at the downloads from both Facebook, our website, and Blog Talk Radio. We've got regular listeners in Belgium, all across Europe and London. Australia is a big one, even over in Asia. So it's amazing how many people love raising backyard poultry, want to learn more about it, want to learn more about living a self-sustaining lifestyle. And so this is one way to do that. Backyard Poultry Magazine, BackyardChickens.com, Rob Ludlow, and UrbanChickens.com, UrbanChickens.net, this radio show. So all over the country, they are tuning in to learn, all over the planet, tuning in to learn how to effectively raise backyard poultry and live a self-sufficient lifestyle. So, but huge, huge show tomorrow. Also, McMurray Hatchery sponsors every Thursday. They'll be coming on the show tomorrow. They'll have a special prize that we'll be giving away. Plus, they'll announce again, as a reminder, the photo contest that they're having right now at McMurray Hatchery, McMurrayHatchery.com. So Matthew will be joining us again tomorrow. It's going to be an extended show. It's going to be 90 minutes long. And I may even actually extend it to actually 2 hours long and then just cut the show off when we are done with the show. But we have so much going on tomorrow. If you're going to listen to one show this week, tomorrow is going to be the show. I know a lot of people don't raise meat birds. I don't particularly raise meat birds. It's been Jen and I have talked about. And there's just many variables of why we don't, as far as processing, where to get them processing, if we want to process them, would we get attached to them? Because all of our chickens Jen has named, we use them for pets and eggs and compost and fertilizer and insect control and education. So it's a step that we haven't actually taken. And so it's going to be interesting to see if we may actually, because I noticed on our Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group website that we do have a new member not too far away from us, that has started. They've got their USDA stamp of approval to start processing for personal use and, of course, for, well, not personal use, but for like if we wanted to take our poultry there to be processed, we couldn't then resell it. But if it was for our own consumption, they've got the approval to do this. So we're going to try to, maybe start doing that as far as processing some chickens. I'm going to get over here to our Facebook page and see if we have any chickens in the news that we've actually posted. That's a great resource, folks, to keep abreast of what's going on with the Backyard Poultry, with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, and with chickens in the news. It's the most updated social media with backyard poultry that we do. The website's a good resource, but our Facebook page, you just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. That's www.facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. You'll come up to our page. You can become a fan and get all kinds of great chickens in the news. So I'm going to scroll down here. There's one real question I do want to cover for this coming weekend, which a lot of you may not have thought about, and I'm just going to, when I get down here to it, I'm actually going to cover it because it's something we all need to be aware of. Here it is. It comes to us from Jason. He says, "Hiya, any random advice to keep the chickens calm while getting through the rockets and the bomb blasts of the 4th of July weekend? I assume just lock them down in the coop. Thanks for your comments." And yes, those of you who have not experienced that, I can tell you that any loud boom, bang, or even a jet breaking the sound barrier and having that atomic boom from the jets can definitely drop your chickens dead. I assure you of that. I haven't experienced the big poultry farms, but my dad has experienced where growing up, living close to an Air Force base and being in the Air Force himself, had talked about the Air Force base actually getting lawsuits against them because they would break the sound barrier too close into town or even over a poultry farm, and like thousands of chickens, when they have the big boom from breaking the sound barrier, there's thousands of chickens dropping dead because of the sound. I know we live in a subdivision, so we don't get a lot of the loud booms. Of course, fireworks are illegal in Georgia. You can do the sparklers, but the loud fireworks are illegal in Georgia. Of course, that doesn't stop many people. So when we start hearing those around the neighborhood, I'll listen out the window and see what's going on, and they'll cackle a little bit. They're not sure what's going on, to set off the little warning to their other chickens. But yes, loud fireworks, big booms, rocket blast can drop your chicken dead. So he's kind of right on the note there, where if you're concerned about that, you might want to go ahead. If you do it on a regular basis, you might want to go ahead and put them in the coop. Some people said they have some young 6, 7, 8 week olds that they're going to actually bring inside over the weekend for the 4th of July due to all the ruckus and the noise. They may know that they have a lot of fireworks in the area. But you can lock them down in the coop. Make sure you put their waterer in there at least, maybe a waterer and a feeder. But make sure they got water. It's hot. It's summertime, folks. Make sure they got good ventilation. But in the coop, they'll feel secure. They'll feel comfortable. They're used to it. They'll be locked in. Then they may be able to tolerate the loud firework boom bangs and blasts a little bit better, maybe than normal. So that would be my recommendation. Somebody did say that they have some 4 and 6 week olds in there. They may come in and spend the night in the dog crate, covered with a few blankets in the bedroom. You just want to make sure whatever you do differently, you do move the food source and the water source for them. But yeah, I think actually Eat Local Texas said that they've had some sonic booms around and never had any chicken die from it. So it's you know, like I said, it's your call, depending on how low they are, how loud the boom is, what the deal is. But I've heard, I haven't experienced myself. I do know when fireworks go off around here on occasion, my chickens are a little uptight, a little nervous. They may start cackling a little bit, warning the others, not knowing what's going on. But yes, I have heard stories firsthand of where the farmers, the mass farmers that have, 60,000 chickens in a coop, would lose just hundreds of chickens due to the sonic boom from the jets flying over. And I guess it all depends on way back when what was allowed and what's allowed today and how low and how far and things like that. So just be aware of that. There was a question asked on the Facebook page that I thought was very interesting. So I wanted to make everybody aware of it, something a lot of times you don't think about. So with this coming in here, scrolling down here to some more chickens in the news. I think we've got one here. Very, very interesting article. I thought it was a great article. Didn't get a whole lot of comments. Healthy food, healthy chickens. And this is coming to us from justmeans.com, justmeans.com. Healthy food, healthy chickens. I'll read this to you, and then we'll get on to the coop contest. Maybe Pat will join us here. We're sure hoping so. Healthy food can appear to be expensive in the individual case. As I've noted, in sustainable food is affordable, a food budget should be looked over as a general whole and not as the individual parts. Such is the case for eggs. I get eggs from a farm, and when I did the math, it came out to be about $7 per dozen. That seems steep, but in the big scope of my weekly budget, I'm spending between $40 and $50 a week for sustainable, local, ethical, nutrition-packed, healthy food. It used to be that the average American would eat a little more than one egg per day in the 1940s. Around 1965, suspiciously, the same time food started to become industrialized on a grand scale, the American Heart Association recommended that people restrict their egg consumption to just 3 eggs per week to reduce the risk of heart disease, suggested that the cholesterol in eggs aided to the problem. By 1974, egg consumption had dropped to 289 per year, or about 3/4 of an egg per day, or in more realistic terms, eggs for breakfast only 2 to 3 times per week. Now, in the late 70s, large egg farmers were concerned that the egg was getting a bad rap and formed the American Egg Board, which pumped millions of dollars into advertising campaigns, and thus the Incredible Edible Egg campaign was revitalizing, there we go, America's long-lost love of whole eggs, and later, of course, egg whites only in cartons to support the low-fat craze of the 80s. Now, see, it's a great article. Eggs in themselves are not bad for a person to eat. In fact, they can be quite good for a healthy body. They can be an inexpensive source of protein and other rich nutrients. They have great texture and are extremely versatile, wielding itself a power staple food, but only if they are purchased with care. Corporate eggs are very inexpensive, and when one is faced with cheap eggs versus no eggs, I am not one to stand in the way. However, I would like to bring attention to why a person might want to consider paying more for a locally raised egg. 1. Corporate egg farms are often raising sick hens. The corporate farm is about numbers and dollars, and therefore they're not exporting food. They're exporting product. The hens are typically kept in very poor conditions and become sick or lame. The lameness in itself doesn't hurt the egg, but the fact that the lameness is a byproduct of the sickness is the problem. These chickens are, in general, fed the cheapest feed possible. Much of the cheap chicken feed is laden with GMO crops. We don't know exactly how GMO will react in our bodies, even secondhand via the egg, but what we know with certainty is that many GMO crops are created to withstand heavy applications of herbicides and pesticides, which run off into rivers, lakes, and neighboring soils. The feed itself will likely contain these same chemicals, which the chickens will then eat, and then we will eat by eating the eggs of the chickens. Eggs are a high source of protein and cholesterol, but they're very good for you when eaten both moderately and in conjunction with companion foods as oats and greens. With low nutrient eggs, you are getting the cholesterol without the nutrients. The yolk of an egg should be almost orange, not sunshine yellow. Corporate accountability is misleading at best. They have millions of dollars invested in marketing teams to combat bad press. I don't even trust the organic or the free-range label. Much myself, though, I will eat and choose them if in a pinch. These labels have been bastardized by lobbyists who mean very different things when they rarely are. More on this momentarily. They're talking about if it's mentioned free range or if it's mentioned organic, what does that really mean now when you go to get eggs at the grocery store? Purchasing eggs from a local, responsible, ethical chicken farm supports a local business whose livelihood actually depends on the quality of their product and word of mouth. You should be able to drop in your local farmer to check out his operation. This is not to suggest that when you go to the store, you opt immediately for the $7 per egg, $7 per dozen eggs. That would be equally as foolish as reaching immediately for the $2 a dozen eggs. What's important to understand is the terminology in free range and organic. These terms sometimes, but not always, equal accountability. Free range, by definition of the USDA, is producers must demonstrate to the agency that the poultry has been allowed to access the outside. Not be outside, but access the outside. The length of time and specific definition of outside is not specified, and I would be suspicious of a free-range dozen that costs less than, say, $3 because of the manpower involving in letting chickens outside with considering the sheer number of chickens involved in the corporate layer flats. As far as organics go, I wrote an article about the USDA definition of organic, and as it can be a bit complicated, it is available as a consumer resource at the USDA organic website. Further, the topic of organics is a favorite topic of Just Means editorial writers, so you don't have to take my word for it. Read it for yourself. So this is a really, really neat article talking all about healthy eggs. And really, when people think about, wow, $4 for a dozen, $6 for a dozen eggs, what you're really paying for, what that really means, what you're really... And I love the fact that the article does talk about the difference here, or the true definition of what free range, cage free, and organic really means. So very, very, very interesting article here, and I encourage you to go read it and sound off on it. We've got about I guess 4 comments overall. Maybe I need to repost this and let people know, say, hey, very good article. And it's really interesting. And again, with my position as the national spokesperson for the USDA APHIS Biosecurity for Birds program, I hope to, as the days go on and as they approach me doing things to get the word out with biosecurity for birds in the urban areas and in our backyards, that I can try to become that liaison between the commercial egg farms and the backyarders to try to, you know, what's the old saying? Maybe we can all just get along. So we'll just have to see what exactly happens. Let's see. Okay, got a really neat email here about biochar. We've actually talked about biochar on the show. I will read this a little bit later. Just wanted to see if it may have been something that we wanted to share with you. So what we're going to do now, looks like Pat's still in her meeting. I'm going to, because we want to give away the chicken coop today, and I've got the winner here sitting actually on my desk from all the votes we've compiled. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to commercial. Let me just kind of warn you, we are live radio. And so I'm going to run some commercials best I can. I'm the lone soldier today, and I've got to make a phone call. I'm going to try to do something a little different. I would really like to call the winner live on the show and see if we can't get them on the show live. So I'm going to run some commercials while I try to do that. There may be some downtime or some dead air time, if you will. And so just bear with me if you're listening live. If you're in the chat room, then I know y'all can stay busy in the chat room with talking about subjects. You're already talking about GMO and organic and things like that from the last story I read. But I'm going to try to play some commercials. I'm going to try to switch over phone lines so I can actually call out and call the winner to see if we can get in touch with them, the winner of the ugliest chicken coop contest. So bear with me. There may be some dead air here while we try to get this done. And let me go back over to the switchboard and see. Pat still hadn't called in. Our meeting is running a little bit long. So I'm going to do what I can do. And so just bear with us, folks. When we come back, we are going to announce the big winner and try to get in contact with the big winner of the ugliest chicken coop contest. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back momentarily.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Crazy fool.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today. I need a, number one, I need a sound check out there in the chat room land. So if you, I know there's about a 20-second delay, but if you'll give me a sound check, because we've switched the way we broadcast, and so just want to make sure. I'm going to try to do a call out. We may get disconnected as I try to do this, but if I can just get a shout out into the chat room and get a sound check to see how we're sounding right now, then that would be absolutely great. I would appreciate it. And then make sure I'm coming in live the way we're broadcasting now. Check. Great sound. Perfect. Everything sounds good. Okay. Now bear with me because I'm going to go ahead and try to call our winner. I don't want to say it was a landslide, but there, from everybody, I mean, we had people from Horizon Structures vote. I had somebody vote from the USDA Department of Agriculture. We had some sponsors vote. So we had lots and lots of votes, which was great. And we just had them go to our website at chickenwhisperer.com and said, hey, go to the ugliest chicken coop contest page, scroll down, and vote. And then to make it a little bit quicker, once we got like a whole, you know, and obviously there were about five out of the 50 that were really up there, and we knew that some of the others weren't going to catch up no matter how many people we called, then we would say, okay, here are the basically the top five runners right now. Vote for these top five. So everybody was open to vote for however many they wanted, or that voted for one out of all the 50. And then once we had about five that get up there where, you know, we had maybe 10 people more vote and there were way more, you know, so that's the kind of the way it worked. And there were really the top five that were blowing everybody else out of the water. And we'll go those here in just a second. And I noticed that in the chat room, everybody's picking out their favorites, but it was really a fun contest. We had a great time, and you can see what to do and what not to do with your chicken coop on our page at chickenwhisperer.com. So give me a second here. We may get disconnected. If so, I'll begin. But I'm going to try to call this person live on the radio and get their reaction as being awarded the winner of the ugliest chicken coop contest. So bear with me here for just a second while I do this. Hang on one second.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is, hang on 1 second. I'm going to make sure that we've got good sound here and everything's going good. I think we may. Let me try to get in here to the chat room. Is this Beverly?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hang on. Let me do a sound check here. I want to make sure that we have you sound. We've got a little technical issues here. Okay, perfect. All righty. Let's see. Penny A, if you're in the chat room, if you'll let us know and give us a sound check, make sure you can hear us. Penny A?
I'm Beverly.
Okay, perfect. Beverly, my name is Andy Schneider, and I am known as the Chicken Whisperer. How are you today?
Yeah, I watch you on Facebook.
Okay, great. You follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
And it looks to me like, Beverly, you have actually entered the ugliest chicken coop contest.
Yes, I did.
Yep, I'm looking at that right now. In fact, if everybody wants to go to our website, chickenwhisperer.com, and you can see that Beverly's chicken coop was chicken coop number 47. Chicken coop, ugly coop number 47, we've deemed it here on the on our website. So that would be chickenwhisperer.com, ugly
yes.
chicken coop number 47.
I call them my girls.
Your girls. Well, I can see them there in the picture. I see the waterer, and I see a couple of little hens there peeking out through the bars there. And you've got everybody wanted to know how you got that fancy fringe on the tarp up there at the roof.
The tarp was put there to keep the rain from leaking
sure.
in the roof. We had a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
We live in East Texas, Southeast Texas, on the close to the Gulf Coast. We had
mm-hmm.
a Hurricane Rita,
mm-hmm.
and it done some damage on my chicken yard and my chicken house, as you can see. And we just haven't got to able to fix it good for them.
Well, I've got some good news for you, Beverly. You are the winner of the...
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me.
I am not kidding. You are the winner. We are live on the radio, so not that you would say anything that you're not supposed to, but...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I raised them from babies, from Ideal, and, they haven't started laying yet, but they will be before long. And, oh, they will be so happy.
That is so awesome. So you got the baby chicks, your chicks you have now, you got them from Ideal
yes,
Poultry, correct? Ideal Poultry. And how old are they?
They're probably about, I would say 5 months old maybe. Maybe 4 or 5 months old. They haven't
okay.
started laying yet.
Well, about 20 weeks, between 20 and 24 weeks, they should start pumping out some really beautiful and tasty eggs for you,
yes,
I'm sure.
I bought the really dark layer variety, and I love them. They are very friendly. Every one of them were healthy when I received them. I love them.
Are they named?
Well, no, not really. We call the rooster Bug Hunter.
Bug Hunter. Okay, very good. And that's the rooster. And then you've got, how many do you have total?
I have 14.
14 chickens.
Uh-huh.
That's absolutely wonderful. Well, yeah, I number one, I appreciate you following us on Facebook. I appreciate you listening to the show when you can, of course. And I appreciate you entering the ugliest chicken coop contest, which has been sponsored by
It
was sponsored by MyPetChicken.com and the great folks over there at MyPetChicken.com, Derek Tracy. They've donated this for the contest. It's a $350 value chicken coop.
I love it. It is beautiful.
It's really nice. It's going to be shipped directly to your front door. What I'm going to do is after the show's over today, I'll get all your shipping information and all of that so I can get it over to Derek at MyPetChicken.com. Ship that directly to your front door. It will take some assembly. It comes in one kind of big box. You'll have to put it together, but he promised me it's not too bad.
I can do that.
That's super.
Oh,
and
gosh, thank you so much. I am just so excited.
You are so welcome. Thank
I
you
am
very
so excited.
For, thank you so much for entering your coop, listening to the Chicken Whisperer.
Did you say you wanted to call back again to get...
Yeah, I will call you after the radio show is over, because we're live on the radio right now, Beverly, and I will get all your shipping information so I can get it over to mypetchicken.com. But congratulations from all of our sponsors, especially mypetchicken.com, my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, who couldn't join us today. I know she wished she could be here, and awarding the grand prize of the ugliest chicken coop contest to you, Beverly, in Orange, Texas. So thank you very much, and I'll call you after the radio show, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I'll call you in a little bit.
We'll be so happy.
I'm sure they will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty there, folks. Well, that's basically going to wrap it up for today. We've got about 2 minutes remaining. You're listening to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show live. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but it was definitely worth it because she just won. Beverly in Orange, Texas, just won the ugliest chicken coop contest. She actually had entered coop number 47, and of course we'll highlight that on our website so everybody will know what coop actually won, ugly coop number 47. And we just love doing this. So thank you very much in the chat room for joining us. It was great. We love giving things away. You're not going to want to miss the show tomorrow. It's going to be a great show, lots of special announcements. I'm really proud of a couple of them, but really great announcements tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. We're going to give away some prizes. We'll be broadcasting live in Chattanooga, Tennessee at the Sonic on East Brainerd Road, so you're not going to want to miss the show. Thank you so much for MyPetChicken.com. The ugliest chicken coop contest wouldn't have been able to carry on without having a beautiful coop to give away. $350 value from MyPetChicken.com. And for me, the Chicken Whisperer, my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, all of our sponsors, and of course all of you, our listeners, listening to the archive and live, and again, sorry for the technical difficulty today, but it was worth it because what a great show. Beverly, congratulations. Thank you for entering. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll see you all tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow's special show live from Sonic in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.